This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is on a final big campaign swing before Tuesday's midterm elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
It's a three-day, four-state blitz to back Democrats in tight races from solidly blue California, Illinois, and New Mexico to battleground Pennsylvania. The trip reveals a defensive stance. The president spending most of his time trying to help keep seats Democrats already hold in areas he easily won 2 years ago. Last night, though, he was on offense.
Silence is complicity.
Urging Americans to take a stand against voter intimidation and political violence. In dark terms, the president warned of ultra-MAGA challenges to democracy and said the power to preserve it lies where it always does.
With the people, in your hands, in your heart, in your ballot.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Japanese newspaper Sankei Shimbun is reporting that Japanese and Chinese governments have started planning a meeting between Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and China's President Xi Jinping in mid-November. The paper cited multiple sources as saying the governments were arranging the meeting to be held alongside an international conference set to take place in Southeast Asia around that time. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband has been released from a San Francisco hospital Thursday, where he underwent surgery for injuries suffered when attacked by an intruder at the couple's home 6 days ago. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi remains under doctor's care as he continues to recover at home, this according to the Speaker of the House in a statement. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Manhattan judge said Thursday he will appoint an independent monitor for former President Donald Trump's real estate empire, restricting his company's ability to freely make deals, sell assets, and change its corporate structure. The judge ordered the outside watchdog for the Trump Organization as he presides over a lawsuit in which New York Attorney General Letitia James alleges Trump and the company routinely misled banks and others about the value of company assets. Israeli forces have killed at least four Palestinians as Israel counts final votes in its national elections. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
A Palestinian who stabbed a police officer in Jerusalem's Old City was shot at and killed, according to police. The police officer was lightly wounded. In the West Bank, mourners poured into the streets for the funeral of a Palestinian man who police say threw a firebomb at them during a raid. The violence comes amid a backdrop in which former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to regain power backed by far-right allies. The coalition government is expected to include the extremist lawmaker Itamar Ben-Gvir, who said Israel would soon take a tougher approach to attackers. Israeli political analyst Yohanan Plesner:
the Israeli people wanted change, and they wanted the government to pay more attention, serious attention, to questions of personal safety and security.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States and South Korea are jointly warning North Korea that use of any kind of nuclear weapon against Seoul or other regional allies will result in the end of Kim Jong-un's regime. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with his South Korean counterpart at the Pentagon after North Korea launched more than two dozen missiles in response to U.S.-South Korean military exercises. The purpose of those exercises, says Austin,
to strengthen our combined readiness and our ability to fight tonight if necessary.
Through a translator, South Korean Defense Minister Lee Jong-sup says the U.S. and South Korea are united and resolute in their stance toward North Korea.
Any nuclear attack by the DPRK, including the use of tactical nuclear weapons, is unacceptable and result in the end of Kim Jong-un regime by the overwhelming and decisive response of the alliance.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was wounded in an apparent assassination attempt on Thursday while he was leading his ongoing anti-government march on Islamabad. Khan is now in stable condition at a hospital in Lahore. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.